Wednesday, July 7th. President got into the office at 7 this morning. I didn't get in till 8:30. And he called me in then and had me in there from then until nearly 1, which is a pretty long, solid session. He came up with the way out idea that he might build his five great powers theme speech from Kansas City yesterday into a major statement and then go to the Bohemian Grove without announcing it in advance and drop it there, it being the most influential and powerful group of people that are gathered certainly in California and really in general in the country. He'd do it without any press coverage and would be for the purpose of using the leadership of that crowd to give them a lift. It could affect the economic conditions. Would have an enormous effect on California politics. Tyler is that we'd camouflage the whole thing by telling that Rogers is coming and ask that he be allowed to give the Lakeside talk. And then at the last minute, we would substitute the president. He came up with the idea on replacing the treasurer of the U.S. Because of Dottie Elston dying with a Mexican woman and told me to go ahead and find one. Turns out that this really was a suggestion that came out of some conversation Pat Nixon had in the receiving line yesterday. We had a long discussion of the drowns. I had told him yesterday on the plane about my conversation with Elaine so he'd know what had happened. I had an hour and a half with her on the phone the night before, and I've saved the tapes of that. He's concluded today that the problem isn't going to go away. There's no reason to leave an impossible situation. So he had Rose in and asked her to go see Elaine and tell her she's getting everything wrong, that they're friends, that the Nixons want to retain them. There's an enormous difficult problem with the brothers and et cetera, and that they should keep the relationship, come down and all that, but understand the problem. Rose pointed out to him, and I agree with her, that this just won't work. And we sat around and talked about the whole thing for an hour or more and finally more or less gave up. Late this morning, he had a meeting with Rogers, Helms, Haig, and me to discuss the whole question of security, clearances, classification, and documents, etc. It really didn't accomplish much of anything. It was sort of general talk as the president laid out his concerns, the problems of too many people having top secret clearances, and of too many documents being distributed too broadly. But we didn't really come to any conclusions. He gave Haig some assignments of items to follow up on it. One thing that came up was Rogers' complaint about Henry seeing Harriman, which Rogers had also raised with me on the phone. And the president talked to me afterwards and made the point that he thinks Rogers is right and that it was wrong for Henry to see Harriman because it really does create a problem. And Rogers trying to keep his people from dealing with Harriman and those kinds of people. After I got home this afternoon, the president called while I was out sailing and left word for me to call back when I did. He made the point and was quite pleased about it that, as he said, the plot thickens. We now have a message from the PACs and the secret meeting they've set up is on, but for security reasons, they want to move to Peking. He thinks this is very significant because they want it at the highest level, and he thinks it's possible that he'll see the old man as well as the guy he was originally going to see. He's concluded he'll have to tell Rogers tomorrow about this, and that's obviously got him a little worried. But apparently Henry goes over there tonight. So this is a highly significant and historic.